1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport. Oh, Clay says. Fox's Beverly Pizza. Finest thin crust pizza on Western Avenue.
Delicious.
Tavern cut style.
Yes, where's?
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Good stuff, too.
Best garbage men in town.
Yep.
And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Yeah.
My name is Paddy Houlihan, and I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left, twin brother
Billy. Hello, what's up? How are you?
Hi, Bill. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, and back this week, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Can you smell me?
Yeah, I do smell you. Smell good.
He returns in time.
Thank you.
You smell rested.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
It is chaos. Wild.
Yeah. I've been drowning in baby puke.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's one after another, kid-wise.
Ah, the norovirus, they used to call that one.
Sure.
It's the stomach flu going through the house.
Do you find yourself singing like the Baby Shark song, only it's baby puke? Baby puke. Baby puke.
First of all, it would be baby puke, 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 puke.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
You got no kids.
I tried.
But yes, I would, Bill.
Okay.
Instead, I was singing a lot of nothing because I was crying. But yeah, so it rolled through, but we're good now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but so that's why I couldn't make it. I was just overwhelmed that night.
I hear you.
Yeah, it was too much, man.
We had that last week was kind of the parade-ish episode.
I heard it.
Well, we have the parades now. We have the parades now coming up for
Bill,
the downtown.
Did you work the
I did.
Cocktail boy.
I twirled the bow tie.
Yes. Oh, you did?
Did you wear the shirt that said Irish Freak with a picture of you on the back?
I did not wear the Irish Freak shirt.
And no. Randy Moss, 81?
No, none of that.
84.
He wore 81-84. I went back and looked it up from listening to a couple episodes back. Jesus, I had to find out Randy Moss's numbers.
Yeah. I did not. I just got back there and got it done.
How'd it work out?
Good. It was one of the more organized situations I'd been a part of in the past, to be honest. And we limited what you could order behind the bar, so I didn't have to kill anybody.
For our listeners that missed last week's episode, we just had the Forest Park Parade here in where we're from. That's our parade.
Yeah, Elmhurst had their parade as
the
well.
West Side
I think, of Chicago. I don't know if Naperville had theirs or not, but
St. Patrick's Day Parade, that is.
Yeah, they're like the precursor. Now you got the Northwest Side, the downtown, and the South Side.
Oh,
it's snowballs
from here.
Right.
Anyway, you worked. It was beautiful that day. It was like
unbelievable.
68 degrees.
They estimated the crowd. They had over 10,000 people there.
Did That's you see big any for that parade. Leprechauns?
No leprechauns.
Did you see anyone fall on their face?
I did see some crying.
Okay. Did you?
I saw some crying around parade time. There was
SIDS? Cool yuppie dads?
Saw some cities.
Yeah. A lot of cities.
Saw some of those guys.
I did too because it was nice out. The nicer it is out, the more cities the parade has. Yep.
The cities, the SIDS, they don't necessarily come to the establishment.
Rolexes and parted hair?
Yes, Rolexes and parted hair and Oakleys and sunglasses and vests and cardigans.
Oakleys are beneath.
I guess you're right.
So yeah, those guys don't really come to the establishment that I work at, but I did walk the street and there were quite a few of them.
Did you pick anybody up?
No.
What do you mean by that?
Did you step over anyone?
Oh, I thought you meant
I was like trying to pick up women on the
street. No, I meant physically pick someone up.
No, I did not.
What was the craziest thing you saw? Anything wild?
Anything wild?
Frenching?
Saw some Frenching.
Oh, that's important.
There was some Frenching.
French kissing was an important component of last week's episode.
Frenching?
I went back and listened to the episode.
Well,
I think we said Frenching four times.
The parade stalker wanted to French someone. And there were quite a few of the parade stalkers.
Yeah,
I saw those guys, too.
Oh,
yeah. The guy by the beer tub just, look at her.
She's hot.
Actually,
I wonder if she wants to play pool with me.
There was a big fight, my understanding, at one establishment later on in the night. A parade stalker got a little angry.
What happened?
I'm not going to go into the details of it because I don't want to discredit the establishment.
I don't need all that. I want to know who.
Or take away from the parade. But
what was the cause of the argument?
There was no cause of the argument. No, a guy came out and said, hey, now I'm going to Irish dance for everybody.
Oh, that would do
that it. That guy appeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got elbowed. That was the only hiccup of the evening.
And support your Irish dancers.
Absolutely. I didn't have, there weren't really any fights. It was a very nice crowd this year.
That's too bad.
Yeah. made some good money, too.
Clay wants it to be miserable and horrible.
No, I want it to be action-filled.
Yeah, of course.
But not during the day when the kids are around. You know, at night when the vampires come
when
out.
The freaks come out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, a lot of freak talk last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were some freaks.
Parade freaks.
Saw some parade freaks.
Parade freaks is a whole subculture.
Oh yeah. What do you do? I'm a parade freak. I go to a parade every weekend.
And the funny thing was, the weather was so nice, everyone was really receptive of the parade freaks. They loved them. You know what I mean? They were like, yeah, parade freaks
oh,
here.
Oh, man, you had parade freak weather. That's what Skilling said. You this got is parade freak weather out here, boys.
Hi, Micah. Hi, Ron. Yeah, freak weather today for the parade.
For the parade freaks.
The parade freaks are coming out.
I'm going out in a half shirt.
Yeah.
If Tom Skilling was at the parade in a half shirt, that would be rocking.
A mesh half shirt?
Yes. A green mesh half shirt.
I'll be interested.
With shamrock sunglasses.
The cloud on it.
We want to read the blotter at some point next week. See what
goes
on.
Oh, yeah, we got to dip into that.
We got to dip into that. It's been a few years.
That's not out yet. They're still compiling those.
There's people dreaming.
Well, that's just it, Clay. We just had the parade in our neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, St. Patrick's Day's over. It's not over.
Only just begun. No.
Yeah, it's like the it's a season like we talk about.
You made me have a good idea though.
All right.
You said like, you know, Irish culture is not taught to the kids. It's all just people jumping around with beads and getting drunk.
Yeah, and the parades.
I think during the parade they should have like a moving like almost like a play, a production, and it's like two guys fighting with like Braveheart swords, and it's like a story of like
Celtic druids fighting,
Celtic battle back in the
okay,
you know, jazz it up a little.
Finnegan's Wake used to be that, and they used to be in the parade, downtown parade, when we were growing up, and that was sort of an interactive experience where the play was you show up and you're at an Irish wake. Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the same concept of
do
like
that. Have a coffin rolling down the parade.
They'd have. That's what I'm getting at.
And everyone's singing.
Right.
You should have a parade of coffins.
Coffin parade.
A potato famine float. Yeah. Right. I don't think that would sink too well.
Thank you, Mike Sarkowski, for that note. That's interesting. There's a guy just going at the parade committee. He's going, no, we got to get educational this year. I want a potato famine float.
Yeah, Braveheart.
I want a Braveheart theme. Braveheart is Scottish, sir. Who cares? I want that.
I want Mel Gibson, if possible.
Right. I want a Mel Gibson float.
Every movie he's been in.
Right. You know,
a Signs float, Mad Max.
Yeah. I need a Gangs of New York float. Yep. I need a Daniel Day Lewis themed float.
A Matt Damon float.
Matt Damon. Oh, so now we just have floats that are themed after Irish American actors. Right?
Not even that. People who have played Irish people.
Right. Every float is supposed to look like that. Look like him. Like, what are you doing?
Or you could do the Coughlin's Law float.
You could definitely.
Where a guy's like just twirling the bow tie and flinging bottles on the, and then all of a sudden in the middle of it, you know, he starts whipping into Coughlin's Laws.
Yeah, no, every, he's tossing that shaker.
Every 200 yards, he has to repeat Coughlin's Laws.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, it's going to be cold for the Northwest Cypress.
How did we get on that topic just now?
It's parade.
It's just parade stalking again and talking.
Parade stalking. Maybe ooh, you're the parade stalking.
Freudian slip. We were just parade stalking to talking.
Are you the guy at the parade with the binoculars around his neck? I just want to see closer.
Right. Exactly. What are you doing? I'm watching the float.
Yeah, you're looking at cleavage, buddy.
Yeah, that is interesting. The guy with the binoculars at the parade.
I will say this.
You suspect, sir.
Are you looking at cleavage?
People right. were
you. The specs.
People were dressed much more conservatively than they have in the past.
Did that bother you?
It did bother some people.
The parade
freaks were upset because they thought that some of Sid's daughters would be out and, you know,
you wanted
hash
to see
shirts
some,
and stuff like that.
Some tilted kilts.
Tilted kilts after 8 p.m. on parade night are just about right
you
to
didn't
the
see
parade.
That. Everyone was wearing big baggy jeans.
Everybody was wearing JNCOs.
Right. One thing about the parade this year, it just wasn't slutty enough. Okay? That's what I missed.
I want to see a cheek or two.
Right. You know, I like keeping it classy, and for the kids, we got themed floats. You know, we're going to have the Braveheart float.
The Matt Damon float.
Sir, Braveheart is Scottish. I don't care. I told you this.
We should have the Hooters float.
The right? Yeah. Well, Hooters has probably had a float before.
Celebration of my first time I was served alcohol after the downtown parade.
You can tell that story. I'm the float.
Yeah, that's my history lesson.
We have a bar in setting. You walk around the bar.
Hey, little history lesson. 1997.
know? While Bill's giving his monologue, he's throwing Tootsie Rolls to kids. Because that's the one thing I noticed. So I took my kid to the parade.
Oh, yeah, lots of candy beer.
Only I brought my son Mike, but Charlotte's kind of like old enough now where she's like, I want to hang out with my friends at the parade, you know? And it is a family environment, and there's kids riding around on bikes and stuff. I was like, yeah, all right. Okay, go ahead. But I brought Mikey with me, and we were at kind of the mouth of the parade where it kind of starts. And,
yes.
And it's going down, and one thing I noticed is that there's giant trucks and like garbage trucks coming down and idling, but there's people throwing candy within like 6 or 7 feet of these trucks, right?
That's all right.
And kids are darting out to grab the candy. I'm like, what are these guys going to get squashed? You know, like, I was a little nervous for that. Did you know, you step, I was like, stay. I was like, kids, get back. Get back.
Oh, you were playing curb cop?
A little bit.
That's all right.
You can't help it. I was like, I saw a kid dart out and I was like, hey.
It's just a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, it's just a Starburst. You don't want to lose your hand.
Yeah, or you know? Do you?
Or maybe you do.
You want a flat hand, kid?
Got this flat hand.
That's the guy with the binoculars.
Trying to get a Starburst at the parade in 2021.
Quick, let me borrow your binoculars, sir.
Right.
I think there's danger down there in the parade route.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Well, what are you?
I'm Parade Stalker.
Are you taking your family
I'm
to the parade?
I'm Parade Stalker.
Clay, you doing
Michael
this?
Michael McSniggins.
You taking the kids to the parade?
McSniggs.
McSniggins.
Yeah, we're going to do it up.
Good.
We're in the parade. We always,
oh, you are?
Yeah, we're all always right. in it.
Okay.
On behalf of the Irish Brotherhood.
Ah. You just want to name what float he's on.
It's a secret organization.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it changes from year to year.
Oh, sometimes so you don't know
you
who?
You toss around, yeah.
Okay.
But that's it's cool. It's usually between, you know.
A bunch of families.
Restaurants up here and stuff.
Yeah. Whoever needs right. bodies.
People. Yeah. So it's fun.
Okay.
But it's good for the kids. But I think I always feel like St. Patrick's Day is cold. Whenever I'm at a parade, it's cold.
Yeah.
The like one I thing. I didn't go to the nice day parade with the freaks.
Yeah.
I'm waiting till it's cold to go to the kid parade.
Okay.
Well, they're having the Southside Parade too this weekend.
That's on Sunday as well.
Nobody cares about the weather down there.
Well,
they're going to be out.
Oh, they're going to be out. It's going to be great. That's yeah, right. It's going to be a great parade. Yeah. I haven't heard anybody talking really about the downtown parade much, which is interesting. Everyone's like, in within the Irish community that I'm rather integrated
there's no
with,
attractions.
They're just, no, everyone's like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm going to my neighborhood parade.
Who's the Grand Marshal?
You know, no one's like,
St.
is anyone
Patrick's
going downtown?
Parade.
You going to the downtown parade? People are like, nah.
I think the Grand Marshal, I'm not sure, but I thought it was dedicated to all the first responders and law enforcement this year.
Oh, who's the main guy?
I don't know who the...
I don't know.
See, we should know this, and we don't know who the main guy is.
Michael McSniggins.
It's Ginger Baker.
Ginger Baker from Cream.
Why? Because he has red hair.
Correct.
Ginger Baker is...
We're going to have a Ginger Baker float. We're going to have a Braveheart float. Like, sir.
Anyone who's ever had freckles.
Right.
Okay.
Judge John
C. Griffin is this year's
Grand Marshal,
2022 Grand Marshal of Very the cool. Downtown Parade.
Is he going to wear that tie?
I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope not. He's got a green sweatshirt.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Congratulations, Judge Griffin.
Yeah.
And,
good luck with that.
We'll see all the people down on the parade on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And then
I'll be the
Sunday,
guy in the Dale Earnhardt jacket.
Sunday, you can go to the Northwest Side Parade or the Downtown Parade.
They probably have a St. Patrick's Day themed Dale Earnhardt jacket. All the Major League Sports teams now have like a St. Patrick's Day themed hat.
There's definitely a green Dale Earnhardt Budweiser jacket out there. If you want it for Christmas, I'll get it for you.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, Clay, I changed Parade Stalker's name. It's not Michael McSniggins.
Oh.
It's Freckles McSniggins.
I love it. Yeah. Just Freckles.
Freckles McSniggins.
I don't think Parade Stalker's tough. He's not like a, you know, like Freckles doesn't
he's
really
not
fit
tough.
The name.
He's not tough.
Yeah, he's, no, there's nothing tough about this guy at all, Bill.
No, he's a weasel.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
But Parade Stalker can throw down. If he needs to slap somebody, he's going to do
wiry. It. He's wiry.
He's very wiry.
Okay. But yeah, he's got big knuckles.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably not going to be at the Cork and Carry this weekend.
No, he'll get knocked out.
He would.
He looks like Nate Diaz.
Parade Stalker does look like Nate Diaz.
For all binoculars around his neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a UFC fighter for all.
I was going to go to commercial break. But yes, Nate Diaz looks like the fictitious Freckles McSniggins.
See, I don't want...
whom I hope you don't run into.
I don't want...
at the Cork and Carry this weekend.
Nate Diaz will never hear this.
No.
You never know.
I don't
maybe
know
if he does. Maybe if one day I call him Freckles McSniggins and he knocks me into the next universe.
Well, if he does hear it, most likely he'll be high, so he'll think it's funny.
Oh good. One place you won't find Freckles McSniggins this St. Patrick's Day weekend is the Cork and Carry Irish Pub. Go there. Say hello to Billy Guidy and friends and everybody there and enjoy yourself. It's a lovely establishment. There's two of them, one in Beverly and Bridgeport. Yeah. Yep. We'll be back after these.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery. Or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Irish song of the night.
Yeah.
Metallica's Whiskey in the Jar.
Thank you, Mike.
Hold on. I'm going to hear him kick into it for a second. There it is. Headfield. Yes.
There is, this was definitely played. I heard this on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's probably me.
This is of that kind of like parade culture. Like,
what? Parade culture in the heavy metal?
This is Parade Freak is just like.
This is Parade Freak's anthem.
Parade Freak paints his face to this.
He was listening to this the day before the parade.
He got this on. He's painting his face, red tube on the TV.
Yeah, in the bathroom, putting this on. It's like war paint.
Yep.
He was like, dude. My weekend is here.
Yeah.
He's always watching someone's dog or something.
Freckles McSniggins. Parade stalker slash freak slash enthusiast.
Slash pet watcher.
Proud Budweiser drinker.
Slash dog walker.
Slash dog walker. Well, that's fantastic.
There's a series we pitch, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We got a show about a guy who's obsessed with St. Patrick's Day. His name's Freckles McSniggins. He's an alcoholic, and he has a bit of a coke problem, but he does love Metallica, and he paints his face,
yep,
and he stalks women,
yeah,
and he fights fathers.
And he walks dogs.
And he walks dogs, so that's the good part. We got to give him a nice... He's a dog walker. Friendly. Yeah, he's pet friendly. That's what the cop says in the trailer for the movie.
This guy wouldn't hurt anybody.
We didn't know anything. We'd never suspect a thing. He was very pet friendly.
Well, we should write a children's book where one chapter is devoted to Freckles McSniggins.
Why one chapter?
All chapters.
Because we've got to have a chapter for every lunatic we've ever made up on the show.
It's called Beware of Freckles McSniggins.
The book's one chapter long.
He's like it's an allegory. A children's book about a parade stalker called Beware of Freckles McSniggins.
Yes. The chapter's 360 pages.
Oh, yeah, chapter one, 360
it's
pages.
It's just rambling.
Chapter one, the end.
There's one part of the book that's just like him acting like General Kurtz from...
we just steal the entire dialogue.
It's
from
him.
The script.
Yeah,
from the Apocalypse Now script.
Yeah, 30 pages.
It's just McSniggins doing the whole Kurtz monologue.
Line for line.
Yeah. That just got really dark.
Love it.
Welcome back to the program, everybody.
Yeah.
If you missed the first part of the show, you didn't miss much. It's all parade jabber again.
It's real laid back here, you know?
That's
what I like about it.
Hey, baseball. That's good. Looks like baseball's back.
Yeah, thank God.
I'm excited.
It's all screwed up now.
Well, it's nice to have that back in amongst all the chaos that's been going on in the world.
It is, yeah, but they just sucked all the fun out of it.
I mean, the fun has been sucked out of everything for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but now the players are just going to get heckled beyond belief. Like, oh, hope you want to get your money, you pig.
I don't think so. I don't really think so.
The opposing players.
I think people need an escape. I think people are going to embrace baseball.
You ever see that clip about when Bryce Harper went to the Phillies? And he, like, struck out, and he's walking back to the dugout, and the guy's like, $500 million for that?
Yeah.
He's, like, started screaming at him.
Philly's a tough town.
That's true.
They're tough sports fans there.
That's right.
The Bears traded Khalil Mack tonight.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he gone.
To the Chargers.
What do you think about that?
I'll take it. He was injured. He played seven games this last year, and he's 31 years old. And I'm like, look.
He's 10 years younger than you, and you're shoving him off into the night.
But
professional athlete world, that's old, dude. we're cutting all of his money off the books after next year.
So we're gonna get
two draft picks, and then all of his money off the books.
Get two.
Thank you. The
best offensive linemen in the world.
That's what I think they're probably intending on doing of some sort, and a wide receiver. Couple wide receivers.
Wide receiver from Finland.
Yeah. Sure.
Blonde hair, beautiful kid.
There's lots of blonde haired, skinny receivers in the NFL crushing it. Cooper Kupp had a heck of a year.
Yeah. A lot of beards.
Yeah.
What about Aaron Rodgers' little lottery ticket he just cashed?
$50 million a year? Is that what it is?
It's over pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not surprised that he went back to play for the Packers at all.
Here's the question.
Hmm.
He's got 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he win a Super Bowl? In those 4 years,
I'm gonna say yes.
For his $200 million,
I'm gonna say no.
Really? You say no?
Nope.
I think he gets one more before it's done.
He's got to do it in the next 2 years because the Bears are gonna stink in the next 2 years in that division.
He's got to get by Stratford first.
Stafford,
whatever the hell his name
is. You called him Stratford.
Yeah,
Matt Stratford.
Yeah, I threw an R in there.
Yeah, but the NFL, like, I don't know. Who knows what the Rams are going to look like next year? I mean, their defense is still going to be awesome, but...
It's Brady-less.
We're talking about Aaron Donald. Exactly. Aaron Donald was talking about possibly retiring himself. Right. Like, that's it. You know? I mean, if he leaves the Rams, totally a different team here.
Sports talk.
No.
Sports talk.
That's it. That's all I wanted to cover.
Yeah.
You know? I thought we were talking about baseball. Why are we talking about
football? We were. But the baseball hasn't started yet. We're just celebrating the fact that
if I see Aaron Rodgers at a Brewers game, I'm going to spit in his face.
Okay.
See, wipe that off with a hundo. You know you got a couple on you.
Yeah.
You ever notice whenever we're doing a bit or a segue, whenever it starts to tank and just starts to veer down, Clay will just go, and I'd like to kid him in the head.
Yeah. Violence is always part of it.
That's the end of that conversation.
It's always on the, this is a world. We're living in a time of war.
Right.
Either,
I'd like to hit him in the Adam's apple.
Either the person gets hit or they get killed. It's one or the other.
There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think that's like, this is how people feel these days, you know? Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
It is a crazy world.
We just went from a global pandemic to a possible world war and a possible no baseball on top of that.
Right. But the parades are still going.
The parades will always go.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Even in the metaverse, parades.
And Zuckerberg's out there riding a jet ski with all that crap on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, the world is nuts. That's why people are angry.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the surfing picture.
Yeah.
No, he was on a jet ski, I think. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he had all that sunscreen on. That was insane.
He looked like General Kurtz.
This is the guy in charge?
Anyway. Have you read about the metaverse at all?
I don't know what that is.
Patty was trying to explain the metaverse to me the other night.
Yeah, it's VR.
Yeah.
Can you watch porn in it?
But you do anything. You can ride a bike. You can climb a mountain.
Why can't you ride a bike in real life?
You can. But in the this whole metaverse stuff.
No, this is going too far.
It's not. This is reality. Like, the world. This is what Facebook's trying to sell you into.
No.
Jump into the metaverse.
Which is what?
They got virtual shopping malls.
Oh, yeah. He's got like an electronic super robot surfboard.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is he, I wonder? Lake Havasu?
He could be.
Zuckerberg goes to Lake Havasu. That's on what? Remember the Girls Gone Wild videos that they always have? You know, it'd be like, this year, Zuckerberg goes to Lake Havasu.
Zuckerberg Gone Wild?
That sounds like what? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
He just lifted his shirt up everywhere.
Right?
He's got tons of sunscreen.
He's just walking around Mardi Gras with no shirt on.
Caked in sunscreen. Hi. Beads? Beads, please? Beads?
Tootsie Rolls, beads?
Do you know about the metaverse?
Yeah.
You like toys?
Zuckerberg Gone Wild, but...
I love it.
Zuckerberg goes to Lake Havasu. That sounds like a National Lampoon's, like a film.
Zuckerberg in Cancun.
It's like one of their, it's like Van Wilder 12. Zuckerberg goes to, you know.
Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu.
Zuckerberg goes to the Ozarks.
Yeah. Hey, that's another spinoff.
Yeah, no, that one's real dirty.
Maybe you just create. Could you create a series, a TV series, where Zuckerberg's the main character?
No, because he'd sue you.
Somebody plays... No, you can't copyright the name Zuckerberg. You just call the show Zuckerberg. And it's clearly about Mark Zuckerberg, but it's a parody. And he does fantastic stuff. He goes like skiing.
Who would play Zuckerberg?
He goes like skiing in the Alps. He goes to Lake Havasu. He goes to get beads. You know? That's what the pitch is. He goes to get beads. He's a party guy.
Who plays Zuckerberg?
Oh, who plays him?
I know exactly who you should play him.
I have an idea.
Get the guy from The Social Network. What's that kid's name?
No, he sucks.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg.
No, get the guy from Arrested Development, the brother.
Buster?
Yes.
That actor?
Get Buster.
Oh, what's his name? That's going to kill me now.
From Veep.
Yes.
I like Dudley Dawson from Revenge of the Nerds.
Curtis Armstrong? Yeah. You guys are veering way off the whole premise.
Yeah, but Zuckerberg, like, he doesn't be any age, you know?
Bill's like, I think Booger should play Zuckerberg.
No, it's got to be someone who's got that.
Yeah. That's where Bill's head went. He went, Zuckerberg, nerd, Booger.
It's got to be someone
Zuckerberg.
Who has no, like, life in their eyes.
Vladimir Putin plays Zuckerberg.
Putin as Zuckerberg in a
Putin
sitcom?
As Zuckerberg.
What if he nails it too?
That'll be amazing.
He's hilarious, says Zuckerberg.
He's walking through like Facebook headquarters with a hoodie on, Putin.
It's like, everybody get to work. Putin's like, I studied Mark for 6 months for the role.
Mm-hmm.
He knows Mark well. I'm sure that Putin's very familiar with him.
Oh, yeah. They're hanging out right now. They're playing Mario Kart.
So what about this metaverse thing? You wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I've just been reading and hearing more and more about it.
That's
dangerous. Bill has an Oculus headset, Clay.
Sure.
That he let me use and kind of play with. And my son, Mike, we've got a couple games on it, like a zombie shooting game.
Okay.
The virtual golf's kind of cool.
Nice.
And it's just like it's like three-dimensional, you know? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, wow, this is pretty neat. And you do feel like you're in this world.
Right.
And the metaverse.
Mind you, I didn't purchase this. I want it as a sales incentive. It wasn't, you know.
Facebook owns Oculus, correct. Right? So all the development that goes underneath that is that they're hoping to turn that world, what they're calling the metaverse, into a platform where people can go and buy stuff. So you could have a virtual mall, and you can market that as an entity that somebody downloads and pays a monthly subscription to shop in that virtual mall that is curated stores and stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Or you can go and have a weird vacation experience, you know?
Why don't you just get in your car and drive to Florida, put your feet in the ocean?
You can, but there's...
You can't feel it, though.
People don't need to leave their house, and they can essentially start to... Like, you could... I could see in the future, kids all have headsets on, and they're in virtual classrooms. That's where all the education takes place, in these like weird three-dimensional classrooms. There's no violence because people, you know, and that scares the hell out of me, for one.
You're saying we're about to enter robot times.
We are about to enter another dimension.
Okay. I don't think so.
And the metaverse.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm still seeing.
What do you think St. Patrick's Day parades are like in the metaverse?
Whatever you want them to be. That's what I'm saying, is that they're specifically tailored parade experiences.
So could you be like, hey, I want to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade from 1997 where there were tons of parade freaks?
Won't that trick all the
time? Like, could you get taken to that actual parade? Could we create, like, you know?
Like, you want to be at the...
I think if there were enough photos that exist today that could be integrated into building out the three-dimensional world, that your answer is yes.
Bill wants to be at the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, okay. Could we go to the parade from Dallas? 1997 then and visit the Kennedy assassination later on?
Yeah, Dallas.
In the metaverse, they could probably recreate that experience.
Won't that trick all the dumb people?
Yes, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not falling for it.
I don't know. I think it's interesting that if that happens, the real world will start meshing into a virtual world that is, it's going to be, it could be insane.
I'm staying here.
Are you?
Yeah.
You wanted to play a song tonight, didn't you, Clay?
Yeah, real nice, relaxing jam.
What is it?
It's called The Carter Barons.
Do we have that pulled up?
We do.
Oh, well, let's go into that.
I really care.
that?
That too. It's kind of a relaxing kick right there.
That's by a guy named Odyssey.
Odyssey.
And he's from Washington, D.C.
There you go. Oh,
yeah. Okay. That song's from 2011. Sounds like it's from 1975. That's what I like about it.
Odyssey.
Yeah, good guy.
All right, check out Odyssey.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's no Yoria, but he's good.
Yeah. I wonder what Yori is doing for Patty's Day.
He's probably drinking a hell of a lot of green beer.
He's probably playing somewhere.
Hopefully. You know?
Yeah.
He knows how to play whiskey in the jar, I'm sure. Yoria.
No, he's too subtle for that.
Okay.
He's too subtle for that. Whatever that means.
He's not
big.
Oh,
Yoria likes like the softer St. Patty's Day type tunes?
I don't know what Yoria likes. I don't want to know.
Yoria does like an instrumental of Danny Boy that just makes you cry.
He's probably got, yeah, he probably makes all the Irish lasses cry.
Well, Clay, what I'm getting to about the metaverse, going back to that,
yeah,
because I'm fascinated by
it. I want to see Yoria smash his acoustic guitar off the back of Zuckerberg's head.
You can. In the metaverse, you can.
Well, in Zuckerberg, the show.
Here's what I'm getting at about how the...
Oh, yeah, Mike just... We haven't mentioned him in a long time.
Elijah Wood?
The Woodster. Elijah Wood.
He plays Zuckerberg in the show Zuckerberg.
Yes.
He needs stilts.
Yeah, he's not... I mean, Zuckerberg's pretty tall, isn't he?
Is Zuckerberg's 6'7".
No, he isn't. See, now there's like... In the future, I could see that being like, Mark Zuckerberg was a giant. And then some people are like, no, he was really small.
I've seen Zuckerberg. He's about 6'1". He's no giant.
He's got to be like, no, I'm not even giving
Here's
him
one
6 feet.
One thing
He's
I
like
do.
5'10".
One thing
oh,
I do.
Mike's got it ready for us here.
What I know about Zuckerberg, he's about 6'1", but he has terrible posture.
He's short. He's 5'7".
He
dude.
Has terrible posture, which makes him about 5'7".
He's only 5'7"?
And here's
seven?
Why. He has terrible posture, which right away I signal as weak. I see a guy with rolled shoulders like him and hunched over with a hoodie on. I know who I'm dealing with. A
you think
weak
Trump's
man.
Sneaking Putin McDonald's into Russia?
What a weird thought.
Oh, yeah, because they shut down McDonald's, yeah, right?
Here, I got 4 Big Macs. I keep them in a safe. I'll give you one.
I hope he would send him Big Macs with anthrax.
Vlad, it's done. I'll trade you my last two Big Macs for 400 gold bullion bars.
For your copy of... Arthur Yuri is first album.
Yes. Yeah.
His demo.
Never.
His demo album.
Never. The metaverse, Clay, you could do a Hoolies Hooli in the metaverse. The insane stuff that comes out of us on this show, the worlds that we create, you could have a Hoolies Hooli universe in the metaverse.
Ah.
Where it's like you're walking through a saloon town, you know?
Yep.
And Elijah Wood's in the bar, and
Yoria's
playing.
And the Australian guy from Cocktail is bartending.
Yes, Brian Flanagan is also bartending.
He's filled with every celebrity we've ever mentioned on the show.
Tom Sizemore runs a candy store in the Hooli's Hooli metaverse.
Cop.
Fine, he's a cop.
Anthony's dad is there.
Right.
You know, Doug the White House alien is hanging around.
Yeah,
John Goodman.
Flint, North.
Larry Flint is the mayor.
Pamela Anderson.
All of our musicals are being played on the jukebox.
No, not on the jukebox.
Oh, well, they're
Adam,
in.
There's
oh,
a
yeah.
review
oh.
of Bitcoin the Musical in the Hooli's Hooli Metaverse.
Oh, yeah,
you
can see it.
You can go into and watch Bitcoin the Musical.
At the Jeremy Irons Memorial Auditorium.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all possible. It's all
right.
possible to visit this world. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It did, though.
We're going. Well, that's, I think, that's the ingenious. That's people like.
Why am I handing my imagination over to Mark Zuckerberg?
Well, I think, you know.
Stupid ass.
As someone in show business, people are like, what's the next big thing? I'll tell you what the next big thing is. You create worlds.
Oh, Nintendo already did that.
Oh, well, I'm creating a metaverse world. And as the picture.
It's going to end up with a bunch of people watching porn all the time.
Well, that's what it is anyway already. What do you think? I mean, of course.
Getting upset about Facebook stuff.
So eventually, if you're in the metaverse for too long, you don't know if you're in the Matrix or not.
You are in the Matrix. That's the whole point,
no,
dude.
No, the Matrix is the next level.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, you can't touch the Matrix from the metaverse.
Unless you eat a pound of psilocybin magic mushrooms.
Yeah, eat a pound of mushrooms and you go wherever you want.
On that gay note, let's take a commercial break.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned!
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
About that?
What?
He says uno, dos, tres, catorce. Catorce is 14. Cuatro is 4.
You're right.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
And one time, I was at a Rolling Stones concert at the Aragon.
Mm-hmm.
And Bono came out and he sung with the Rolling Stones. I forget what song it was, but he didn't know the words. So I lost respect for it. I wanted to punch around his throat.
Again, somebody gets slapped.
Mike plays a bump coming back from the commercial break, and Clay makes a little role reversal at the top of the bit. He tells us that he'd like to give Bono a karate chop to the throat.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason other than the fact that
I
he...
have two reasons.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't know the lyrics at a Stones concert.
Yeah, he doesn't know Spanish.
And he's not very good at Spanish.
But that's not my fault.
Bill's signaling.
I've given Mike the song to go out. That's all.
The song!
Yeah. Let him know.
I got to give him the song.
We'll go out with this.
Right. What's on tap tonight? Couple songs. Yeah. Talk about the metaverse.
Screw the metaverse.
Are you going to have any corned beef and cabbage?
You're going to end up getting killed in the metaverse.
I haven't had any yet, though.
I have not either.
I haven't either. I'm not really.
I'm craving it now.
Not really. I never really craved
it. I saw some of it. I love it too. And I saw some of it on Saturday, but it didn't look.
Saw some of it?
Yeah, I saw plates of it being served. And I was like, that's
not. It's like a commodity. I saw some of it.
I don't like it when it's like very thinly sliced. No.
No, you like it thick and chunky.
Thick and chunky on my corned beef.
How you like your corned beef? Thick and chunky?
Like my women.
Yeah. That's a t-shirt. I like my corned beef like I like my women. Thick and chunky.
It's got a shamrock on it.
Right. It's a campaign for Campbell's, you know? The all-new thick and chunky corned beef and potato soup.
I think they have that, actually.
I'm sure they do.
Potato and corned beef soup?
Yeah.
Patty's potato and corned beef soup.
I'm leaving the show to start that.
You should.
Patty's potato and corned beef soup.
You should.
But no, I haven't had any
your
yet.
Life to
and
it.
I'm craving it.
That's all it's
it.
Called. It's the name of your company. Patty's potato and corned beef soup.
That's all you need is a
cup. How about any soda bread? You had any soda bread
yet?
I
have had soda bread. Oh, I ate like half a loaf.
Okay.
There it is. Mike pulled it up. There is a creamy potato and corned beef chowder.
You know what made me sad about the soda bread, though?
What?
It was from Costco.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It wasn't made by an Irish man.
Yeah. Or a woman.
Or a child.
Or boy. Or girl.
Or grandma. Anyone
can make
soda bread.
Soda bread.
What are your goals? What are your goals for this St. Patrick's Day?
Survive. That's, isn't that what like that's,
fight and survive? Or just
no,
survive?
I think that's what's so great about March Madness, right? Isn't it just like survive in advance?
Correct.
You know, like the Jimmy V story.
Yeah,
survive in advance. I think that's kind of what St. Patrick's Day is all about. Survive in advance.
The big tourney.
The big tourney, I believe, kicks off next week.
Tourney talk.
Yeah. Which would be, I think it's kicking off on
Thursday.
I think it's St. Patrick's Day. It might be St. Patrick's Day. Thursday might be, or Wednesday the 16th might be those two playing games, and then Thursday we're up and running.
God bless.
I think.
I mean, my mission for St. Patrick's Day is we're having Hooli Fest, which is something we're doing at the Beverly Arts Center.
Oh, nice.
Right.
On the 12th. All day. All day.
So if you're listening to this now.
Yeah, we're showing three of our films.
You're
already there.
Yeah, you're already. Well, you could make the 8 o'clock show.
Okay, so. Yeah, you could shoot over it and get the 8 o'clock.
You can watch in search of Weeping
Get
Jim.
Get drunk and show up late.
We
don't
do have a
show
bar.
Up intoxicated. Please.
We have a bar. $12 a head.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. But I think the importance of what I'm going to do this St. Patrick's Day, at least for my children, is celebrate the fact that the Irish are the greatest storytellers in the world.
The greatest people ever.
And I think that's, for me, that's what St. Patrick's Day is all about, is that if I want to celebrate my heritage, I think it's important to teach your kids the value of telling stories and passing stories on from generation to generation. And I think that's what our films are about. You know, we make a lot of movies about the Irish diaspora. And if you go to Hooli Fest, you can see In Search of Weeping Jim on that day. And that's what that's all about. It's about the guy who found the Chicago flag and created it here in Chicago.
Yes.
Jim Kearns. And it's the story of his journey here to America. And it's a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
You like seeing Journey, don't you?
Yes, I do. It makes me sound smarter.
Yes.
You know? So that's my mission this St. Patrick's Day.
Nice.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got. Back to Skittles McGovern or whatever we were talking about.
Freckles.
You didn't ask me what my mission was.
What is it?
To eat a lot of Italian sausage.
Oh. You're going to go the opposite direction. Oh, St. Patrick was Italian, so you can celebrate some
was
of that.
Was he? Does anyone know?
Well,
I was always that. I saw a few of those T-shirts. St. Patrick was Italian, you know.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
But yeah, I believe he was also he emigrated to Ireland. I believe from Italy. I'm not positive on this, but I think he did.
Nobody knows. He was
he was chosen to.
Let's not embarrass lead the Catholic ourselves Church on St. Patrick's history. No,
he's probably from Missouri.
Where? That's what you say. Where was St. Patrick's from? St. Patrick's Day from?
Where was St. Patrick's from?
Hey, where was St. Patrick's Day from? Missouri? I thought so. Kid, St. Patrick's Day was from Missouri.
Patrick Day.
St. Patrick Day.
You think there's anyone out there who thinks his name is Patrick Day? Like yes. His last name is Day?
Yeah. Sure. There's a Pat wow. Day. So, Pat Day. Wasn't there a Pat golfer. Day that was a famous? No, that's
a football player. Field goal kicker.
I thought it was horse racing with Pat Day. Man, I don't
that
know.
Sounds right.
And then the
jockey?
Yeah.
I'd love to hang out with some jockeys on St. Patrick's Day.
No, that would be fun.
Get hammered with some jockeys?
Sure.
Or watch them get hammered?
Yep.
Because I don't drink.
You can do that in the metaverse. Absolutely.
Hang out at the track bar?
Yeah, I want to go to a racetrack bar and get drunk with a bunch of little people and jockeys.
Well, they're not all. No, they're
kind of like leprechauns.
They're just little athletes.
Athletic leprechauns.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Sure. Now I don't know how the...
Isolated the jockey community.
Yes, because we're too dumb to know the politically correct answer to what they want to be called anymore.
Jockeys.
Horse riders.
Champions.
Sure.
The greatest athletes of all time.
Who's your favorite jockey? Go.
I was going to say, is it Pat Day? I'm going to look it up right now.
Mine's the guy who won the last big race.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Pat, do you have a favorite jockey?
Jussie Smollett.
Oh, yeah. That dude's going to the clink for 6 months.
Yeah, Pat Day's an American jockey.
I'm over Pat Day.
He's great.
What does Pat Day know about Jussie Smollett?
He's about to find out, isn't he?
No. Smollett's guilty. Came down
Pat Day and Jussie Smollett have never been mentioned in the same sentence.
What if we had the Pat Day and Jussie Smollett show in the metaverse?
What if we had a Pat Day Day?
Pat Day Day can be done as well. Wow. Keep going.
Jesse's doing 6 months in the clink. He's not going to have a good time.
No, and I didn't realize, Clay, you mentioned, is he going to county jail? Is it Cook?
Yes.
He's going to Cook County Jail for 150 days. He will not be going to any penitentiary or prison because the term isn't long enough.
He's
going to
be in protective custody the entire time.
I doubt that.
I think he will, and because he's a celebrity, and they're not going to let the guy. It's like feeding someone to the wolves.
He made a lot of enemies today.
Well,
more enemies.
I don't. Well, why?
He basically tried to frame the police.
Well, he said.
He said, "I'm not suicidal."
Right.
And then he walked out, meaning that if he ends up dead in the jail cell, that it's because of the police killed him, and he didn't kill himself.
Oh, maybe. I didn't even think of that.
What about another inmate killing him? That's, I think, what his biggest fear is.
No, this is directed at.
I thought that he made that statement, and it kind of came, it was like, oh, okay.
They're going to have a field day with him, with the Dave Chappelle bit. Oh,
they haven't seen it. They don't even know who he is.
That was snuck in.
Yeah, they do. But I think that he made that statement as sort of a deflection point of like, that maybe the cops think maybe he is now, like someone who would just kind of say that. It's like, I think I doth protest too much. You know, like, I'm not suicidal. It's like, only someone who might be suicidal would proclaim that they're not, you know, I think.
I mean, that's... he's saying if something happens to him, then there's some conspiracy going on.
Okay.
That's, right. He's setting up more nonsense.
Well, and the infamous words of Wild Bill and Powers Booth and Tombstone, well then, bye.
Thank you, Bill.
I wonder what Jussie's first meal will be.
Maybe it'll be corned beef and cabbage.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Corned beef and cabbage and potato soup.
When's he a can of Patty's potato soup? When does he have to report to county?
He's already in there.
He's in there?
Yeah, you go straight from the courtroom into the jail.
Well, maybe we could send him a plate of corned beef and cabbage. Talk to some of our buddies at that are at the Cook County Sheriff's, you know, corrections and stuff.
Over there.
Yeah, so do I.
Do people ever
smell that some corned beef and cabbage?
Can you start a prison food line?
Can we sneak in
like a brand of food that you only distribute to government prisons?
Go drop off a sandwich for him in a Ziploc bag.
Drop off the same sandwich that he was supposedly getting that night.
The Subway sandwich.
Yeah. Be like, hey, thought you might want one of these.
Never got a chance to eat your BLT.
Your Italian BMT, Jussie.
I don't feel bad for me. Guy wasted a bunch of people's time and he is a jerk. Oh. End of story.
We're at the end.
See you in 6 months, Jussie.
We're at the end.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can go to hibernianradio.org and find archives there. Or you can find us at iTunes if you go to Hooli's Hooli Show.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank our sponsors again. That's the Cork and Carry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport.
Jussie's calling.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Flood Brothers Disposal and Guinness Irish Stout. Thank you, Mike.
Until next week.
It's White City.
There's the Wolves doing White City. Bye.
Their eyes are so bright, once they're gleaming in the night. When now it's just the rubber and the horn. Here the patties and the frogs, can I gamble on the ducks? Can I gamble on the ducks not long ago? Ah, the torn up ticket stubs from 100,000 mugs. Now washed away like dead dreams in the rain, and the cupboard's gone up and they're pulling down the pubs. Ah, it's just another bloody rain. Dreams, I spray and scuttle skins. Like a dance, you just disappear from view. And a hair upon the wire has been burned upon your fur. Like a black dog.